This is your host, David John Oates. Welcome to the weekly Reverse Speak Show, broadcast to you from live from Adelaide, South Australia. Well, we're having a very cold winter's morning here. We're in our winter and you're in your summer in America. Always amazes me how that works. Okay, just got a general show for you today. We're going to go back into the archives for the first hour. Looking at reversals from early 2016 today. So moving on into some of the election campaign material, I would imagine. And then my guest at the second hour is reverse speech practitioner Debbie Fitzgerald, who is also on the reverse speech payroll. So we'll be talking to her about her duties and what she does, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll have her in the second hour. Not much news for you. I've got a training class coming, starting up October the 7th. Those times tend to come up fairly quickly, so if you're interested in taking training at all, go onto the website and fill out the application form, and we'd love to have you. So October the 7th. Still another couple of months away yet. So there we go. Okay, so we are going to look at general reversal today, and here we have one on Farrakhan. So let's run this one forward.
This is a hell of a betrayal of the American people when you will not tell them the truth because you're afraid that if you tell the truth, your bosses will take your job from you. That's a hell of a thing. You don't have a democracy when you don't have a free press. You're all slaves, and you love it.
And here he says, feel sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, fair enough, all right. And we have Hillary.
They are the best position to block anything going forward.
And he says, you're a horse.
You're a horse. You're a horse.
I'll be bothered.
You're a horse.
Horse is a metaphor to move forwards. I guess that's what she's talking about forwards.
They are the best position to block anything going forward.
Oh, yeah, you're a horse. There's the connection.
You're a horse.
Huh.
You're a horse. You're a horse.
Now here's Hillary on gun control.
Across the country, there's more work to do to increase trust between communities and law enforcement.
And this one says, feels good.
Feels good.
Huh. Okay, all right. All right, here we have next one.
And I'm not going to let the gun lobby or anyone else tell me that's not the right path for us to go down.
And here she says, he must find a winner.
He must find a winner.
Huh.
He must find a winner.
He must find a winner.
I don't know who he is. Anyway, here's Hillary again.
As the director of the FBI told Congress recently, anything that erodes trust with Muslim Americans makes the job of law enforcement more difficult.
This one says, our story.
Our story.
Huh.
Our story.
Our story.
Yeah. All right. Here she is again.
I just met with the first Somali American council member of the city council here.
And here she says, it was like innocent.
It was not innocent.
It was not innocent.
It was not innocent.
Yeah, well, there it is, nice and clear. Okay, well, let's get the fours on that again.
I just met with the first Somali American council member of the city council here.
And it was like innocent.
It was not innocent.
It was not innocent.
It was not innocent.
Don't know why she would say it was like innocent. Bit of a strange say. Oh, here's a strange reversal.
Long after the cameras move on.
And here she says, my boobs are making it, I know.
Now boobs are making it,
it's paying on.
Now boobs are making it, it's paying on. Now boobs are making it, it's paying on.
Okay, make of that one what you will. All right, here we have the next one.
And I'm not going to let the gun lobby or anyone else tell me that's not the right path for us to go down.
This one says he must find a winner.
He must find a winner.
Huh.
He must find a winner.
He must find a winner.
Yeah, well, that's certainly there. Yep. Okay. All right. All right.
I know here a young African-American man was fatally shot.
And here she says, I am the crime.
I am the crime.
Huh.
I am the crime.
I am the crime.
Yeah, well, she's personifying it, isn't she? I am the crime. I'm the problem. I'm the issue. Okay, next one.
It has not gotten the financial resources that it needs to do everything the people involved in it know they can do, and we've got to do a better job of supporting it.
And here she says, I voted. I feel it was naked.
I voted. I it was naked.
Huh.
I voted. I it was naked.
I voted. I it was naked.
She has some bizarre reversals, doesn't she? Here she is again.
You see, I have this old-fashioned idea that we elect a president in part, in large part, to keep us safe from terrorists, from gun violence, from whatever threatens our families and communities.
And here she says, yes, I'll beat it.
Yes, I'll beat it.
Yes, I'll beat it.
Yes, I'll beat it.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, all right. Anyway, there's a few reversals there. All right, let's see what else we've got on Hillary here. Oh, this is Obama now.
So, all of us need to demand a Congress brave enough to stand up to the gun lobby's lies. All of us need to stand up and protect its citizens. All of us need to demand governors and legislators and businesses do their part to make our community safer.
This one says, ask them to finance it.
Yes, to finance it.
Huh.
Yes, to finance it. Yes, to finance it.
Okay, there we go. He's talking about Assad.
He had already lost legitimacy and control of his country, and we could have, instead of what we have in Libya now, we could have had another Syria in Libya now.
And he says, I may build it.
I may build it.
I may build it. I may build it.
Well, I don't think he really did build anything to build anything.
He has lost legitimacy in the eyes of a large majority of the country. Now, is there a way of us constructing a bridge?
And he says, they are worthy. I will fuck them up.
They are worthy. I'm if not good night.
Huh.
They're worthy. I'm if not good night. They're worthy. I'm if not good night.
Yeah, well, there we go. Okay. Okay, here we have Pat Brady, a GOP consultant to Trump.
You know, if you're going to take on Trump, you got to take him out with a headshot. So I think he kind of lost it there.
Wow, gee. What was the forwards? Here, this is reverse first. It says he could get murdered. Not the clearest reversal in the world. I want to listen to that forwards again.
You know, if you're going to take on Trump, you got to take him out with a headshot. So I think he kind of lost it there.
And he could get murdered. Wow. All right. Here we have the Queen's message from 2015.
The circumstances of Jesus' birth in a stable were far from ideal.
And here he says, let's reverse it. She says, let's reverse it.
Let's reverse it.
Let's reverse it. Let's reverse it.
Huh. Okay, here we have another one.
Christ's unchanging message was not one of revenge or violence, but simply that we should love one another.
And here she says, now fun.
Now fun.
Now fun. Now fun.
Okay. Fun with Jesus' message. All right, here's the next one.
There's an old saying that it is better to light a candle than curse the darkness.
And here she says, thank God it's sacrament.
Thank God it's sacrament.
Okay, thank God it's sacrament. Yeah, okay, all right. All right, and here we have another one.
It also allows us to reflect on the year that has passed, as we think of those who are far away or no longer with us.
And verse says, yeah, we're awful.
Yeah, we're awful.
Yeah, we're awful. Yeah, we're awful.
Yeah, yeah, we're awful. Wow. You have one on Richard Branson.
As a leader of people, you have to be a great listener. You have to be a great motivator. You have to be very good at praising and looking for the best in people.
And this one says, with fire.
With fire.
With fire.
Yeah, well, I guess fire, passion, I guess the way you can interpret that one. Here is Steve Cochran, GOP consultant.
You know, it's got to be really tough for Melania to win an argument at home because Trump never shuts up. It's always somebody else's fault. It's always not his fault, and Jeb Bush has to know that. So you can't go, you can't stick and move. You got to stick and keep sticking.
Yeah, you got to be ready to rip his head off.
Right.
And you got to be willing to say, hey, shut up. I mean, that's not presidential, but maybe, you know, that's the kind of how low you're going with it. But
this one says, blank Hillary.
Toss Hillary.
Huh.
Toss Hillary. Toss Hillary.
Well, that was clear, wasn't it? Wow. Okay. All right. All right. Here we have Donald Trump.
And by the way, we can't sell beef. It's peanuts.
And this is Feed My Snake.
Feed My Snake?
Huh.
Feed My Snake?
Yeah, it's all there.
Feed My Snake?
Yeah, certainly there. Okay, all right. Feed My Snake. Here we have another one on Trump.
And the poll just came out, and I'm tied with Jeb Bush. And I said, oh, that's too bad. How can I be tied with this guy? He's terrible. He's terrible. Hillary Clinton was the worst Secretary of State.
And here he says, harassing paparazzi.
Paparazzi, paparazzi.
Paparazzi, paparazzi. Paparazzi, paparazzi.
Yeah, well, that's certainly there, no doubt about that. Here's, here he is talking about the Iran deal.
And they won't give us our hostages back. It's so, so insane. President Obama.
And they said, yes, it was the bullshit.
Yes, it was the bullshit.
Yes, it was the bullshit. Yes, it was the bullshit.
Yeah, well, there he is. Straight shooter, I guess. What do you, all right. Here's another one talking about Jeb Bush.
So Rand Paul calls. He wants to play golf. I play golf. I kill him at golf. I do.
But when the folks of Iowa found out the true facts of the job that you've done in Wisconsin, all of a sudden you tubed. He was number one. Now he's number six or seven in the poll. So
Jeb Bush, let's say he's president. Ay, ay, ay.
And the reversal says, stab Bush with thy knife.
Stab Bush with thy knife.
Wow.
Stab Bush with thy knife. Stab Bush with thy knife.
Well, I guess he's having a go at Jeb Bush, isn't he? And here he is again.
We have borders where people are being killed all up. The world is cracking up, and they're worried about my tone.
And this one says, money counts.
Money counts.
Huh.
Money counts.
Oh, we lost money counts. Hang on, how'd I lose that? We'll try this again. Here we go, money counts.
Money counts. Money counts. Money counts.
Well, he's a multi-billionaire. He would know it, wouldn't he? That money would count. If anyone would know it, he would know it. There we go. All right. Okay, so let's move on down. That was. Now we're going to go into going to February 2016. Here we have Ted Cruz running for president.
If you want a candidate to repeal Obamacare, then support a candidate who has led the fight to repeal Obamacare.
And this one says, break it up.
Break them up.
Break them up. Break them up.
Yeah, okay, all right. Here we have Cruz again.
And I want to speak for a moment to the soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines. I want to speak to the moms and dads who have a child serving overseas. I want to speak to the husbands and wives who wake up at night wondering if their loved one is still alive. I want to speak to the little kids who have been waiting months upon months to get a hug from daddy, a kiss from mommy.
This verse is their ghost. It is their mum. Wow.
There's
lost
their mum.
Huh.
There's no citizen bomb. There's no
citizen bomb. Okay, all right. And next one along. Here we go.
We will have a president that once again seeks to bring us together and unite us on our shared values of who we are as Americans.
And this one says, they deserve the battle.
They deserve
for that home. They deserve for that home. They deserve
for that home. And here we have another one.
Morning is coming. Morning is coming. Thank you and God bless you.
And this one says, we shall not do it.
We shall not do it.
Huh.
We shall not do it. We shall not do it.
Well, he didn't do it. He didn't win, did he? So that's a true story. And here we have a classic reversal on Ted Cruz.
People and ask for their support. The reason is simple. Because when I look my girls in the eyes 10, 20 years from now, I am not going to tell them we could have stood up and saved this country.
And here he says, you molested a con man.
You molested a con man.
You molested a con man. You molested a con man.
Okay, you molested a con man. Not very good at all. Here's Marco Rubio running for president.
And if they win, the balance of our Supreme Court will be controlled by liberal justices for over a decade or longer.
And this one says, and nobody fed their wolf.
Nobody fed their wolf.
Huh.
Nobody had their worth. Nobody had their worth.
Okay, and here we have another one on Rubio.
And New Hampshire, we will see you in the morning. Thank you, and God bless you.
Here he says, an omen.
An omen.
Huh.
An omen. An omen.
Yeah, an omen, all right. And Rubio again.
And New Hampshire, we will see you in the morning. Thank you. God bless you.
And here he says, we fell backward.
We fell backward.
Huh.
We fell backward. We fell backward.
Okay, that's a bit of a bizarre reversal. Okay, here we have our next one along. This is Bernie Sanders.
I believe that there is a consensus in this country. A consensus has said we need to strengthen and expand instant background checks.
And here he says, I'll give you mess.
I'll give you mess.
I'll give you mess. I'll give you mess.
Well, that's not a good prediction, is it? All right. Here we have Ted Cruz.
Morning is coming. Morning is coming. Thank you, and God bless you.
Oh, I've played this reversal. We shall not do it.
We shall not do it.
We shall not do it. We shall not do it.
It's in my files twice. And, here we have... Yeah, I got some reversals going back to the past here. This is, Yeah, let's play these. These are a couple on Bill Clinton. Firstly, from the sex scandals.
It's very difficult, you know. One of the things that people learn is you can charge people with all kinds of things. It's almost impossible to prove your innocence.
And here he says, make her swallow.
Snake and swallow.
Snake and swallow. Snake and swallow.
I'll buy you trash and easy roll.
With trash and easy roll.
With trash and easy roll. With trash and easy roll.
Yeah, well, there we go. That's sort of typical Bill Clinton, isn't it? So, here he's talking about the death of Vincent Foster.
He told him to come see me on Wednesday, which was the day after that he shot himself. It broke my heart. We've been friends for more than 40 years. We lived next to each other when we were little bitty kids. He was a remarkable man, and I miss him.
The special counsel says he's going to look into that, too. Is that fair game?
Well, I think, you know, because he had some files that were relevant to it, I think he has to look into what was there. And he'll just, whatever he wants to do is, you know, let him do that.
And he says, silly hit, nerves are worn.
But I think he has to look into what was there. And he'll just,
so here, a silly hit, nerves are worn.
Silly hit, nerves are worn.
Silly hit, nerves are worn.
Interesting reversal to have around the death of Vincent Foster. Silly hit. And then he says, make no mistake, get out of it. It's I make no mistake, get out of it. Well, there we go. That shows some complicity in the death of Vincent Foster. I'm sure you would have to agree with that. So. All right, we're going to go to our top of the, go to our break. We'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free, 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back. We're looking at, here we have a reverse on Obama talking about Trump.
You, Mr. Trump, recognized that the real problem was a lack of leadership. And so ultimately you didn't blame Little John or Meatloaf. You fired Gary Busey. And these are the kind of decisions that would keep me up at night.
And here he says, I'm the baby.
I'm the baby.
I'm the baby. I'm the baby.
Comparing ourselves to Trump, I guess. I'm the baby compared to Trump. That's the only way I can interpret that one. All right. Here we have, Corbyn. Jeremy Corbyn from British responding to Cameron's personal attacks, leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn.
If we're talking, Mr. Speaker, if we're talking of motherly advice, my late mother would have said, stand up.
And this reversal says, more stupid, I'm against this. Yeah, nice and clear reversal. Yeah. All right, okay, here we have Hillary talking about Benghazi.
I did not send nor receive anything that was classified.
The FBI.
And here she says, I funded.
I funded.
Yeah, there we go. And here's Hillary saying she's not part of the establishment.
Honestly, Senator Sanders is the only person who I think would characterize me, a woman running to be the first woman president, as exemplifying the establishment. And I've got to tell you that it's really quite amusing to me.
And here she says, I shall kill it.
I shall kill it.
Wow.
I shall kill it.
Wow.
I shall kill it.
Wow. Here, let's listen to the Fords again on this one. Here we go.
Honestly, Senator Sanders is the only person who I think would characterize me, a woman running to be the first woman president, as exemplifying the establishment. And I've got to tell you that it's really quite amusing to me.
And I shall kill it.
I shall kill it.
I shall kill it. I shall kill it.
Yeah, there it is. No doubt over that. Okay, all right. Here we have another one.
Back to the issue.
Yes. Thank you.
The issue is that I did report.
And here she says, I appreciate now. Bit hard to hear that with the other voice in the background, but let's try another one.
You want to apologize?
Well, excuse us.
It's an
inappropriate
question. Well, give me a chance to talk. You know what? Nobody's ever asked me before. You're the first person to ask me, and I'm happy to address it.
All right, I'll be tired of you.
Huh.
I'll be tired of you. Tired of the woman interjecting and asking her questions, I would imagine. All right, here's a Marine who's confronting Bill Clinton over Benghazi.
They heard me speak.
You listen to me.
Of the Benghazi.
Do you have a right to answer? I'm not your commander in chief anymore, but if I were, I'd tell you to be more polite. Say
that. And he says, God, give me that murderer.
God, give me that murderer.
Wow.
God, give me that murderer. God, give me that murderer.
That one was nice and clear, wasn't it?
God, give me that murderer.
God, give me that murderer.
And God, give me that murderer. All right, here's another protester to Bill Clinton.
Look, can I just say something? That's what's wrong. His mind has been poisoned by lies, and he won't listen.
Hillary lied!
over four coffins. Four coffins. She lied, and she lied to his family. So all those families are liars? No, all those families are liars. I want to know. I want to know. Did she lie?
Will you give me a chance to answer?
What answer? Did she lie?
Will you give me a chance?
Did she lie?
No.
She didn't lie. Those families are lying?
Let's go. Will you listen?
No, I'm not going to shut up. It's my first. That's my first. No, I'm not going to shut up.
To listen to my
yes,
answer.
I am.
Why are you afraid?
No, I'm not afraid, because I know you're going to lie. Don't touch me. Do not touch me.
Don't touch me. You gotta
go.
Sorry.
She lied okay. Over four coffins
go.
Of our military men. Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, Russell says he lied.
He lied.
Huh.
He lied.
Yeah, I guess so. Here's Marco Rubio talking about Israel.
I'm not gonna sit here and say, oh, I'm not either side. I will be on his side. I will be on Israel's side every single day.
And here he says, put a gun up.
Put a gun up.
Huh.
Put a gun up. Put a gun up.
Okay, fair enough. Put a gun up. Okay, here we have Ted Cruz.
A candidate with a compelling story and a family that looks great in pastels.
We're fighting for the world that will be our kids' world. And
oh, that's right. He's recording an AMP campaign ad. And it says, snakes are evil, but horrible, this media.
Snakes are evil, but horrible, this media.
Huh.
Snakes are evil, but... horrible, this media.
I'll be bothered.
Snakes are evil, but horrible, this media.
Yeah, well, as soon as you're there, hey, let's run the Ford again on this.
A candidate with a compelling story and a family that looks great in pastels.
We're fighting for the world that will be our kids' world. And
snakes are evil, but horrible, this media.
Snakes are evil, but horrible, this media. Snakes are evil, but horrible, this media.
Yep, there we go. No problems at all. Okay, all right. So, next one on Trump. Well-known reversal, this one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And here he says, America, wake up.
America.
And he's attacking Marco Rubio.
In all fairness, Marco is not a negotiator. I watched him melt down, and I'll tell you, it was one of the saddest things I've ever seen.
And here he says, you're a phony.
They're a phony.
They're a phony. They're a phony.
I presume he's talking about Marco Rubio. Could be talking about himself. It's hard to say sometimes, isn't it? All right. Here he is talking about Ted Cruz.
Now, he'll apologize, but I don't want an apology after the election. I want the apology before. And if he doesn't, I'm going to bring a lawsuit because, in my opinion, based on what I've learned over the last two, 3 days from very top lawyers, he doesn't even have the right to serve as president or even run as president. He was born in Canada. So I will bring that lawsuit if he doesn't apologize.
Mr. Versal says, sad, you're through selling.
Sad, you're through selling.
Sad, you're through selling. Sad, you're through selling.
Okay, all right. And here's Trump talking about bringing peace to Israel.
I have a great relationship with Israel. And I'm going to keep it that way. And if I could bring peace, that would be a fantastic thing. It would be one of my greatest achievements as president.
And here he says, I'm going to win the way.
I'm going to win the way.
Huh.
I'm going to win the way.
Wow.
I'm going to win the way.
Wow. He sounds positive that he can bring peace to Israel as president. All right. Here he is talking about Syria.
I mean, we're not going to let it. We will not let it happen. We're all watching. You're all watching. Keep your eyes wide open. These politicians, here's a guy, he raises the Bible, and yet he tells fibs. He tells lies.
and then he does the stuff to Carson, and he does other things very bad. So politicians are bad people. Boy, they are bad. Would you believe it?
This one says, Syria, this is the shit.
Syria, this is the shit.
Wow.
Syria, this is the shit.
Yeah.
Syria, this is the shit.
Wow. Quite a clear reversal there. Syria, this is the shit. We'll do it again.
Syria, this is the shit.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Okay, here we have another reversal here, talking about Israel. I'm Trump.
If Israel is under attack and you're the president, you would come to their defense?
100% I'd come to their defense.
100%. And this reversal says, but it is my business. I guess it's his business as president to come to the defense of Israel. And we have another one on Trump.
And General Pershing was a rough guy. And he sits on his horse and he's very astute, like a ramrod, right? And the year was early 1900s. And this was a terrible problem. They were having terrorism problems just like we do.
And this says, not a gun dealer. Okay, well, it certainly is. You're talking about getting tough on Muslims. I wonder what not a gun dealer means. Here, we'll play it again. Let's listen to the forwards.
And General Pershing was a rough guy. And he sits on his horse and he's very astute, like a ramrod, right? And the year was early 1900s. And this was a terrible problem. They were having terrorism problems just like we do.
And not a gun dealer. Huh, what a strange reversal.
Yeah,
well, it's certainly there. All right, here we have Trump talking about Mexico.
What do we get out of it? Okay, carrier. So I saw the other day, I guess somebody was using the cell phone camera. I saw the other day the whole speech made by the executive. We are moving to Mexico. Your jobs are gone, blah, blah, blah. Right?
This one says, I'm right and I'll force it.
I'll force it.
Yeah, well, nice and clear. I'm right and I'll force it. And here we have him again.
We had a General MacArthur, if we had a General George Patton, I mean, they'd be gone before they even got time to go over and check it out, okay? It's a ridiculous situation. The Mexican government and its leadership has made many disparaging remarks about me. See, the Pope was in Mexico. The leadership's meeting, oh, Donald Trump is a bad guy. He wants to build a wall. He wants to keep illegal immigration. It's terrible. They don't say it that way. They say he wants people to stop having this and that. Look, I'm wise to them. I respect Mexico. I respect their leadership. Their leadership is much smarter, much sharper than our leadership. And that's the problem. That's the problem. You know, we have a trade deficit with Mexico. Listen to this.
This one says, there's the little brats.
There's the little brats.
Huh.
There's the little brats.
Yeah, well, they're all there, aren't they? There's the little brats. Talking about Mexico. All right, next one on Trump.
The leadership's meeting. Oh, Donald Trump is a bad guy. He wants to build a wall.
And he says, they are dead.
They are dead.
Okay, here we have another one.
Al, they're liking me. What happened? What happened? I went up. I was supposed to go down. I love the vets. I do more for the vets than these politicians don't do anything for the vets. They talk. So what happened? I went up in the poll. Right. Oh, that's very nice. Wow. See, who knew that was going to happen? You know, they say Trump will say things that we think he's going to go down and he goes up. And they say, you know why? Because people like honesty when you think about it. But that was great.
And this reversal says, this will not kiss Hillary.
This will not kiss Hillary.
Yeah, there it is. All there. Okay. All right. Hillary's name certainly comes up in reverse speech a lot. We hear it even today in today's reversals. Now they're coming up a lot too. All right, here he is again.
Now Iraq is harbored for terrorism. You want to become a terrorist, you go to Iraq. Saddam Hussein understood, and he killed terrorists. Bad guy. But if the president and other people, and frankly, Obama, was no better, because the way he got us out was a disaster. Look what's happened since then. A disaster.
And here he says, they are dead.
Yeah, I did.
And, well, I guess they are dead, aren't they? The way they got out was a disaster. Here's Trump again.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
And here he says, wake up, we are the best America. Alright, there we go. Alright, there we have a few from March. Oh, we're still in March. Okay, let's have a look at, here's Bill Clinton telling Marine to shut up.
Hillary lied over four coffins! Four coffins! She lied, and she lied to his family! So all those families are liars?
And this one says, there's no truth.
Mental health.
Well, that's a nice congruent reversal, isn't it? Here's the Fords again.
Hillary lied over four coffins! Four coffins! She lied, and she lied to his family! So all those families are liars?
Okay, there's no truth. And again.
And
there we go. There's no truth. All right.
That we had four lives in Benghazi that were killed, and your wife tried to cover it up.
That's what Russell says. You're blanking us now.
Care about getting us now.
Huh. Okay, all right, next one along.
Okay, who wants to say grace?
I do.
Okay, good.
Hey. Oh, it's okay. Dear Jesus, thank you for the food, thank you for the day, thank you for my family, thank you for my friends, thank you for my puppy, amen.
And this one says, our family forgets.
Our family forgets.
Huh, I'll be bothered. A family forgets what? Alright, next one along.
Family that looks great in pastels.
We're fighting for the world that will be our kids' world. And...
oh, hang on, we've already looked at this one. Oh, well, I'll play it again. Snakes are evil, but war with this media.
Snakes are evil, but war with this media.
Alright, next one along.
Instead of a president who boycotts Prime Minister Netanyahu, imagine a president who stands unapologetically with the nation of Israel.
And here he says they'd lap it up.
Still off and off.
Huh.
Still off and off.
He's playing to the crowd. All right, here he is again, Ted Cruz.
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
I am from New York.
You're from New York, so yeah. You might not.
And here he says, I'll be destroying our freedom.
I'll be destroying our freedom.
Huh.
I'll be destroying our freedom. I'll be destroying our freedom.
Wow, not a good reversal. Gee, what's reverse speech going to do to the world once it's accepted and everyone uses it? Oh, my God, can you imagine? Oh, it's going to be a one hell of a thing. All right, next one.
Conservatives actually do come out of Manhattan, including William F. Buckley and others.
And here he says, our family knew we lose them.
Our family knew we lose them.
Our family knew we lose them. Our family knew we lose them.
Yep, there we go. Yep, okay. And next one on Ted Cruz.
Things I describe in the book is how I've spent my entire adult life fighting to defend the Constitution. It's been a passion.
And the court.
Literally.
Here he says, the knife with this media.
The knife with this media.
Huh.
The knife with this media. The knife with this media.
Yeah, nice and clear. And here's Cruz talking about the media.
You know, some folks, some of our friends in the media, they say, well, gosh, there are a few people in Washington saying some mean things. Who cares?
And here he says, they're demons, no problem.
They demons, no problem.
Huh.
They demons, no problem.
I'll be bothered.
They demons, no problem.
Just demons, no problem, I think.
They demons, no problem.
They demons, no problem.
Demons, no problem.
Demons, no problem.
Demons, no problem. Demons, no problem. Demons, no problem.
Huh, I'll be bothered. Demons, no problem. Oh, my gosh. Here's a Mossad agent, Yuval Aviv.
And it's easy to put a truck bomb, as we did, as happened in London.
He says, botched it up, we diseased it. Yeah, there it is. Wow, okay. All right, next one along.
Is that Saddam Hussein could have ended it immediately. He could have said, come anywhere, look anywhere, we have nothing. But he didn't choose to do that. And so the inspectors were racing to get to all the sites that they were worried. Because remember, at the end of the first Gulf War, we did find evidence of a nuclear weapons program.
And this one says, you'll believe it.
You're worried that...
You're worried that...
You're worried that...
Okay, you'll believe it. All right. Okay. Next one along. Here is Hillary.
Well, you know, I thought that using diplomacy, which is what it seemed to me he was offering, made a lot of sense.
Did he seem the diplomatic type, W?
He seemed to be someone who, in my opinion, at least rhetorically, that speech he gave in Cincinnati was aimed at saying, we're going to let the inspectors finish.
And here she says, Iran is just a baby.
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 Well, I wouldn't know whether she's just a baby, but anyway, here she is again.
So I'm sitting there in the Oval Office, and Bush says to me, what do you need? I said, I need $20 billion to rebuild, you know, New York. He said, you got it. And he was good to his word. So my experience with him on something of great import to our country was positive, because literally that same day I get back to the Capitol, and the Republicans are trying to take that money away. We kept calling the White House. Bush kept saying, I gave them my word. I'm going to stick with it. So, you know, I had a different set of experiences.
No, but we have 100,000 people dead in Iraq because of that war that we started. We invaded. We invaded. We did the war.
And this reversal says, we messy owe you money.
We messy owe you money.
Huh.
We messy owe you money.
We messy owe you money.
You know, we need a team of people analyzing all these reversals and going back and chasing them up, finding what they're telling us. There's so much information that comes out in reverse, and we don't know the context sometimes, so it makes it difficult, like this one here.
So I'm sitting there in the Oval Office, and Bush says to me, what do you need? I said, I need $20 billion to rebuild, you know, New York. He said, you got it. And he was good to his word. So my experience with him on something of great import.
And here she says, Arabs giving us.
Arabs giving us.
Huh.
Arabs giving us.
Arabs giving us.
Huh. Wonder what she means by Arabs giving us. Huh. Okay. Here she's again.
And we've got to continue to support the Libyan people to give them a chance, yeah. Because otherwise you see what's happened in Syria with the consequences of millions of people flooding out of Syria.
This one says, I erase. All right, we'll be back right after this, folks. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.